Today, on this place of Pranava, for the first time, we have to work together with gulls and with chief chaff singing, reed warbler, and gusts of wind. It brings us the spring freshness.
Что такое пранава?
What is pranava?
Пранава — это движение.
Pranava is Святого Духа. Moving of the Holy Spirit.
Святой Дух,
the Holy Spirit of Brahman, is not necessarily moves.
Мы наблюдали
we observed
и будем наблюдать его проявление в
manifestations of him in static forms, in the form of Mahadoubles.
But
to see him for the first time, it's more easy when he moves. And on this place, especially for beginners, for beginning students, for beginners it's not so easy to see, to experience the consciousness of Holy Spirit, to experience it as a living reality. This place of power is for them and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit on this place. The Holy Spirit moving. This is the third Brahmanic manifestation. In this manifestation it's more easy to perceive it for beginners. On this place of power it always moves in the same direction. How we have to behave on this place? We have to turn back to that direction. So let's turn. Exit from the anahata of the body. Exit with the consciousness far behind the body, flood, and try to experience the living consciousness that is present here, and then merge with the flow of him. Move with him. We find ourselves in a large river. Inside it, the body stands, and we move with the flow of that river around the bodies and through our bodies, and we wash them. The flow of Holy Spirit, we merged with him, we became him. We wash our bodies by the flow of this river. This river is called Pranava.
И вот чайки дополняют эту картину над рекой Pranava.
Gulls sing for us over the Pranava River.
Но также может помочь.
Also,
наверное, лучшая православная молитва.
One of the orthodox prayers can help us.
Молитва,
the prayer,
обращение,
appealing
к Святому
to Heavenly Father, appealing to help
очистки наших тел и
to purify the body and the soul.
Царю небесный, утешителю души истинной, и же везде сыся исполняй сокровище благих и жизни подателю, приди, вселися вны и очистины от всякие скверны, и спаси блаже души наше. Царю небесный, утешителю души истины, и через весы вся исполняй, сокровище благих и жизнеподателю, приди, вселисьны и очистины от всякие скверны, и спаси блаже души наша. И вот со словами этой молитвы, обращения к Духу,
that appeals to Holy Spirit, we can stand with our bodies inside the river and be the flow of that river. We wash our bodies with ourselves as consciousness. Who am I? Where am I? We experience ourselves to be the flow of that river, the river of the living consciousness. Experience that we are living consciousness. Experience that we are much larger than our bodies. Where our bodies are, over there, very small. We can look at them. We are the flow of the vast, wide river. We merged with the flow. We merged with the Holy Spirit. Who am I? Where am I? I am the consciousness of the Holy Spirit. I am living consciousness, and over there is my body, our bodies.
Or
maybe for someone it's more convenient to use another form of appealing to Holy Spirit. The mantra Aum. Yes, by the way, I forgot to mention about the prayer to Heavenly Father. It has the words «И же везде сый, и вся исполняй». And these words are misinterpreted even by Orthodox priests. The word «вся исполняй» they translate like «the one who realizes everything», and so they conclude: why do you need to make efforts if God realizes everything, if He does everything for you? All spiritual efforts is a reflection of your pride. And this contradicts to the teaching of Jesus Christ. Jesus taught that one reaches the kingdom of God by making efforts. And the Slavonic word «исполняй» is translated into modern Russian language not as «the one who realizes», but «the one who feels». The translation that I mentioned is nonsense and anti-Christian in its essence. Only by the personal efforts that we do in our work, not only by these efforts, but any true effort that many spiritual schools use, people approach the kingdom of God, the abode of the Creator. And now about the mantra Aum. About this mantra also there are many errors. There is two applications of this mantra. This mantra also is called Om, but it's pronounced as Aum. There is an exoterical application, which is simply an appeal in the prayer. Just one of the methods to make the faith stronger, faith in God. If we repeat different names of God or symbols that remind us about God, it just helps us to remember that there is God. For many people it's not so easy. They intellectually accept it. If you ask if there is God, they answer yes. But when we get into extreme situations, then it's important to remember about God. that it is He who placed us in this situation, and we should behave correspondingly, remembering about Him that He is testing us. We have to find the right decision, taking into account that there is God and He created this situation, and not just a man makes us harm, and we have to fight Him. And there is esoterical application of mantra Aum. And it's not similar at all to the pronouncing of the mantra with the usual voice, like
Snari.
The Creator is the most subtle state of the consciousness that exists in the universe. This is why this mantra has to be sung
тонах,
with high-pitched voice.
How
to sing it? We have to move with the consciousness far away from the body, far behind the body, from the anahata, and with tender high-pitched voice sing. When doing this, we move by the consciousness with the flow of pranava, and we experience that this river sounds like this. One can sing it even more tender, even more high-pitched. Those who are incarnated in female bodies can sing it even better. So let's stand and work by singing either prayer to Heavenly Father or sing to yourself the mantra Aum, and move with the flow of the pranava river, washing the body. But the most important is not to wash the body. The most important to experience yourself to be the Holy Spirit, to experience yourself to be living consciousness. Who am I? Where am I? We have to forget that we are physical bodies. When bodies will die, when we will be without body, and this is unavoidable, that we will be without body, then we have to immediately experience ourselves to be divine. This state of the third Brahmanic manifestation is a divine state, but it's the first of the queue of divine states, like the first step for entering much more deeper states of God. One has to enter the first Brahmanic manifestation, the first manifestation of Holy Spirit. It's equal in the level of subtlety to the level of subtlety of the Creator. This is the highest achievement, one of the highest achievements. Then we will don't have to incarnate again, only if we wish to incarnate as Messiah. We will be free from the wheel of samsara. There is no other way. Either we reach the first Brahmanic manifestation and settle there, that it becomes usual during life in the body, or even better, to settle in the abode of the Creator.
Но сейчас мы тренируем
себя
в том, чтобы стать большими,
to be vast,
подвижными,
agile,
сознаниями. Еще очень важно
попытаться
ощутить руки,
the hands,
руки сознания,
the hands of consciousness,
ненасыщенные
that are essential to the spiritual heart.
Ну, давайте поработаем
Let's
немножко,
work
потом еще
for some time and do another interesting exercise later.